I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Japan, broken objects are often mended with gold. It's called kintsugi, and the flaw is often seen as a unique piece of the object's history. It's also a beautiful word picture for this sobering anniversary. 10 years ago today, a triple disaster rocked the country, a massive quake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown. Just like the beauty of the gold mending a broken piece, though, we can see God's fingerprints evidenced in the growth of the church. Where there was once a handful, pastors now have the vision to plant 50,000 churches by 2035. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says,
"Of course, evacuation was needed for the moment, but where they live, the church must be established, raising leaders for the harvest from the harvest.
Pray these churches will be planted and have a fruitful ministry." And most deaf people in El Salvador don't associate with a religion. Andy Keener with Wycliffe USA says communication barriers are largely to blame. With help from Wycliffe USA, a team of deaf believers is translating God's word into Salvadoran sign language. Sign language scripture helps deaf know God and follow Jesus.
I've had some individuals tell me, when I go to church and I'm going through an interpreter, the scripture feels awkward. I don't fully understand it and fully grasp it. But when the translation is done, I view the scriptures, and all of a sudden, it's like it was spoken just to me. It's so much easier to engage in it and have it hit my heart when language is no longer a real barrier between me and scripture.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.